Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, for the last 10 days or so, we've been focusing on the Omicron variant and possibly some encouraging news that it isn't as severe as Delta. And we bring in Dr. Michael Osterholm from the University of Minnesota, infectious disease expert. Dr. Osterholm, how encouraging are the reports that we're getting so far on Omicron? And it's, I guess, we're still concerned about Delta. It certainly appears that Omicron, at least initially, isn't as severe. Is that what you're seeing too?
Yeah, in fact, at this point, while we still have to do more follow-up, because oftentimes people don't get severely ill until a week or two after they get infected, and then it takes another week or two before they're hospitalized. And so these are what we call lagging indicators. But right now, at least, you know, from my 46 years in the trenches watching infectious viruses spread and then cause illness, I'd have to say I've been impressed with what I think has been a relative lack of really a lot of severe cases. So this is good news. But we'll have to wait and see. And remember, another thing, though, that this is transmitting at a much, much higher rate than we would have seen with Delta. So you may have fewer severe illnesses, but if you have that many more people infected, in the end, the impact can still be substantial. So that's what we're trying to really work on now and get a better handle on that.
Can you talk to me about the ties that Omicron has to the common cold? I saw a headline about that this weekend.
Well, there actually is a coronavirus which causes the common cold, which we see circulate around the world, and it tends to be more of a seasonal virus, a wintertime virus. And that is a relatively mild illness. People don't die from it. They feel uncomfortable for a couple of days. And it's possible that at this point that some of the genetic material that this new Omicron virus has picked up actually includes some of that genetic material for that coronavirus. And if that were the case, that could account for both its increased transmission, meaning it's even more transmissible than the previous strains, but also that it might cause less severe illness. So again, this is very preliminary information. I want to be really clear about that. We still have a lot more to learn about it. We're trying to learn as fast as we can. But, you know, that could account for both this new genetic material from the common cold coronavirus. Could account for more transmission and potentially less severe illness.
Last week, when the second confirmed case of the Omicron variant was discovered in Minnesota, I thought to myself, boy, they must have really good testing here in the state that they're able to discover that so quickly. And it was confirmed by a report this weekend in the Star Tribune talking about the lab, the COVID lab here in Minnesota. Talk to me about how the state is at the forefront and how quickly we're able to get the information to be able to detect new variants like that.
Yeah, it you know, a couple things. First of all, we are among the national leaders in doing what we call sequence testing, basically determining the entire genetic footprint of the virus as we do recover from patients who have COVID. We do well over 20% of all the viruses in the state that are identified actually do get this sequencing testing done, which in many states is less than 2 or 3%. So from that standpoint, clearly we are, you know, what I would consider one of the nation's premier public health laboratory settings. We do now, however, know that the virus has been identified this past week in 15 states for certain, and I think today, by the end of the day, there'll be a number more. So, you know, whether you get it done a week or 7 days, 14 days earlier. We are picking it up around the country right now. But, I give credit here to the Minnesota group for its very early detection.
Talking to Dr. Michael Osterholm from the University of Minnesota. Dr. Osterholm, I'm in COVID protocol right now because my wife tested positive last week. We've been doing at-home tests, and just last night she did an at-home test, and it showed that she is now negative. How reliable are these at-home tests?
Well, first of all, it depends which ones you have, they're fairly reliable. Not as reliable as the PCR testing. We both see what we call false positives. Occasionally, someone will show up positive and then turn out not to really have the virus. And we, of course, hear about those often around professional athletes and people like that who are being tested daily, where they have to sit out for a day until it can be confirmed that it's a false positive. They're relatively rare, but they do occur. Then we also have false negatives. When someone really is infected and potentially even infectious, but the test doesn't yet show that up. So on a whole, I'd say they're good. The PCR test really is the great test. That's the one that's more reliable. And I'm happy to hear in your case that you're negative, your wife is negative. That's at least good news. Hopefully those are real positive results, and I hope your wife is doing well.
Yeah, it was like a bad cold for her, and she felt kind of lousy in the morning, but nothing worse than that. And frankly, living with her and still testing negative, I'm encouraged by that. Dr. Osterholm, thank you so much for the time, as always.
Anytime.
And we'll talk to you again on Wednesday.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.